Welcome back to episode 12 of the Power Suit podcast. We are back. It is post 4th of July and Canada Day.
And Canada Day.
And Canada Day, which happened to kind of fall over the same like weekend-ish time period. So happy belated Canada Day and 4th of July, Katie.
Yes. So many celebrations.
So many celebrations going
on.
Go
Canada.
Lots of fireworks all over the place. I think the American fireworks are better than the Canadian fireworks that I saw.
Definitely.
I sat in my house because I live in the state of Florida and it is legal to buy and set off your own fireworks display here. So I literally sat in my house and any window you looked out, it was just like a fireworks display, like nonstop firework display. Which Hudson was like, cool, fireworks. Harlem, on the other hand, thought we were fully under attack. She did not know what door to defend. She was like, where's the button for the missile launchers? Like, I'm ready to turn the key, put in the code, and like nuclear bomb everyone. Because she, poor thing, was just like,
no.
To the max, but like not stressed in the like I'm shaking in the corner stress, like stressed like I will fight to the death.
It's very Harlem.
It is. And I'm like, maybe I need to train her if like we ever do see an apocalypse of some sort where like maybe
we almost have a raid that we were involved in, so she was ready.
I know, maybe there's like something I can train her to like execute or like press this button and like the steel windows go up. I don't know.
We go into the bunker.
I gotta workshop this a little bit because I feel like I could turn her skills into something that would actually help us save our lives. But that we'll save the conspiracy theories for another day and another time. Since we are post 4th of July, I thought we would dive in on our first topic discussing the infamous, or what I think is the infamous, party of all parties, invite of all invites to get, which is to Michael Rubin's 4th of July white party that happens in the Hamptons. And I
clearly our invites were lost in the mail because we're very important people.
I think he probably got confused of what address to send yours to. Like
valid. Fact.
Where is she? I don't know. And then I don't know where mine went. The mailman stole
Harlem,
it.
Harlem got rid of it.
Harlem was like, no, I don't have a good feeling about this one. But I was watching videos, like, for those of you that don't know, years ago, I feel like when I was growing up, it was like P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, whatever he was called at the time, used to have the, like, white party in the Hamptons every summer. That was, like, the party of all parties. And then over time, I feel like that party has shifted, changed, evolved. Now it is Michael Rubin's party. And it is heavily talked about of like who gets invited. But if you've seen anything on social media, it is like everyone from like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Tom Brady was there.
Kevin Hart,
Tyga.
To put it into perspective, Francie was trying to like explain to me the party before we started recording this episode. And I was like, oh, I saw everybody in white. Like everybody's social media was in white. So that's how I
You had like Dixie and Charlie D'Amelio with, I think it's Charlie is dating Landon Barker, who is Travis Barker's son. Like they were there. Alex Earle. You know that it's like the who's who of the who's who when Alex Earle, who is like the most talked about, I feel like TikToker right now, was there and barely photographed. Right. Yeah. So like anything else she's at, she's like one of the most like photographed talked about and you could barely find her in a photo. And most of the photos, it was like, oh, it's like Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner. And you see a head like talking to someone in the background and you're like, oh, I think that's Alex Earle over there. So like, you know, it's just like elite celebrity of celebrity of celebrity.
Yeah.
A couple things I want to touch on. One, we got to talk about your boyfriend, Tom Brady. he, I feel like he's lost too much weight or like something's going on, and he just
Probably me, probably stressing him
looks too
out.
skinny. I feel like I'm pretty sure he's vegan. I'm assuming he's still vegan, but I want him to be like eat a cheeseburger or whatever the equivalent, a tofu
I should tell him
burger or six.
that.
Because in some of the photos, I was like, you're looking a little
Eat French fries. We'll
thin.
give him multiple French fries.
Yeah, you're looking a little thin.
Yeah.
And he already was in really great shape. So it's like he stopped playing football. I wouldn't expect him to like slim down. So that was interesting. Justin Bieber also did not look great to me, which I feel like that poor kid, and I can say kid because he is so young, has like been through so much in his lifetime. But in some of the photos, he did not
Yeah.
look great. And then when I saw the pictures of Jay-Z and Beyonce, I was just like, that made me feel old. It did, because I was like, they still look great, but they're
They
not
look old.
Jay-Z and Beyonce from like when I was a teenager. I'm now 40 and they look appropriately older than me. And I'm like, that is an indication that I'm getting old. But Michael Rubin, I feel like, is a genius. And this is what I actually want to talk about, his white party. Everyone wants to get to this white party. He has thrown epic Super Bowl parties, which like the owners of multiple football teams are typically at his Super Bowl party. Last at Super Bowl earlier, the beginning of this year, multiple team owners were saying his Super Bowl party was better than actually watching the Super Bowl, which is just like, all right, guy knows how to throw a party. And I look at this of like, for anyone that doesn't know, he's the CEO of Fanatics, which is like the largest merchandise, the largest distributor of sports merchandise that you can basically why am I can't think of the word that licensing, where you can license sports
Licensing.
merch, yes, license like sports memorabilia and stuff like that. And it's obviously, so it makes sense to start with the Super Bowl party, and then it's like transitioned also and now to this white party. But I was looking at that of like, we look at maybe 20 years ago, everything was like television, magazines, billboards, whatever, right? So you hire a celebrity, they're in your campaign, which still happens today, right? Like that still happens.
Yeah.
And then you have this celebrity associated with this brand or with this campaign, which, not to change topics, but we have talked a lot on this podcast about Vanderpump Rules, which obviously that cast, the cast that's not Sandoval or Raquel, is definitely winning in the endorsement deals, right? Because you're seeing all
Yeah.
of them becoming the face of different brands, right? So you take like, who are these popular celebrities? They become the face of these different brands. And you look at how the world works now, and I'm like, Michael Rubin is a genius, because what he probably spends on these parties to have all these celebrities there posting, which he looks so out of place in the photos. Like, you see him in photos and you're like, who is that guy? Like, because it's all these celebrities and like this guy, you don't know who he is. That's
Yeah.
Michael Rubin. So if any of you are on social media, you're scrolling through pictures, you see a whole bunch of celebrities you recognize wearing white and someone you don't recognize, that's Michael Rubin. So you probably have seen him 20 times in the past week and didn't even realize it, because he's just in a photo and you're like, oh, that must be like an up and coming somebody. I don't, but he's old. So I don't know. But instead of paying like these celebrities millions of dollars, right? Like you t pay Tom Brady an endorsement deal, that's millions right there. You
Yeah.
throw a $1 million party where you get all these celebrities to come, and now you have a brand.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of how everybody does marketing. But it also is like, to me, it reminds me of like the old school mentality of like, you're invited to this Christmas party, you're invited to this New Year's party. And it's like, well, if you don't do a good business deal with so and so, you're no longer invited to the New Year's Eve party. And it's like, it's kind of like that old school structure where, yes, a lot of money is spent on that party, but the amount of money that was just made in that room, triple the equation.
But do you think he's making money?
I don't think he is. Maybe he like does some sort of deal. I mean, here's the thing. By throwing the party, I don't think he's going in there to make money. Could he? Yes. Like he could totally
Or do
monetize
you
with every
think
relationship.
he just wants to be a
The
celebrity?
guy. He wants to be the guy.
And
He
that's what
wants to
I think
be
it
the
is. I think he wants to be, right?
guy.
Like
He
the
has the
celebrity.
money. Yeah, so now he wants the celebrity.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think
but
he's reported like his estimated worth is like around 10 billion, I think. Like
yeah.
he's
He
owned
wants to be in the room.
a couple of sports teams. Like he's like, listen, you're not like, oh, I'm this, I made a bunch of money in crypto and nobody knows who the F I am, so I'm trying to get my name on the map. Like
Yeah.
people know who he is. But it's interesting because this party, it's also like you'll have people invited and they try to get the plus one and like, no, like you don't get a plus. Like it's very like because everyone wants to get invited to the party. So he's really strict about it. And I think it's just a very interesting branding thing.
I think it could be monetized, but I think other people in that room had more monetization than he did.
For
I
sure.
mean, here's
And
the thing, they all know his name because he's hosting the party, right?
right.
So it's like they'll always remember that. They'll always like if they want someone to come to the next event, they know that they got a barter something or get like, you know what I mean? All those games come in play.
Do you think that people operate under the like, because we were talking about this before, that last year JT went to, or
The wedding.
yeah, what, 2 years ago? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he went to the wedding, right? 3 years? 2 years?
Two.
2 years. He went to the wedding of Carolyn and Sergio. And like, there was there was a lot of great people there. And
Under Francie Baldwin's great advice,
yes,
might I add.
he didn't want to go because that's his nightmare. And I was like, what do you mean you're invited to their wedding and you're not going? Like, you are going. Get your ass there. But I was like, you're going to meet a lot of great people. And I know, like, the way JT operates, or like I operate, is like, if I meet someone because of you, Katie, like, and we do a deal, like, I will give you something out of that. Now, that may take 10 years
Yeah.
for the cash out, payout, whatever, for that to happen, right? Because not everything is like an instant, like, make money situation. But I
Yeah.
would always be like, oh, okay, I was here and did this. So I like,
Here's
would
something for
want to
you.
give you something out of that. Now, if he's worth 10 billion, do you think he needs anything from anyone? No, probably not. But I do wonder if anyone has like brought him into something or like basically just given him a piece of something because I met at your party or I met through your connection and I would have like that would have never happened if it wasn't for you. Like that's what I would love to know, right? Like if there's
Well, I think it's also, it might not be monetary. I think it might be social climbing and social connection. Like, are you now invited to the Kris Jenner Christmas Eve party where every celebrity is, right? Like, and you can slowly keep social climbing by putting yourselves in those rooms. So sometimes it's a case of like, you're having a casual conversation. We use Tom Brady as an example. So-and-so knows Tom Brady. I know he was at the party, but then it's like, well, I could introduce you to him. He's actually coming to this event we're having, dinner we're having in a week, right? So there's
right.
ways of like, that's one thing I learned like super young is like, it's not always a check, it's not always a cash. It's like, know the person.
The
It,
connections.
yeah, you got to give someone something that like money can't buy them, right? At
And
that point, especially at a $10 million level, like you can't just give them cash.
it makes me wonder too, like who the people are in the room that you aren't seeing photographed.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, you know, we could rattle off probably 50 celebrities we saw. There's way more people than that there. And like
Yeah.
I know Kate Bailey, who's like a huge publicist, who I only know the name because she's the publicist for Alex Cooper, who is behind Call Her Daddy, and like a couple of other like big celebrities. And like she was there, right? Where she's
Yeah.
not like going to be super in the front of anything, and most people probably wouldn't even like the average person. I
Recognize
shouldn't
her.
say most people, I should say the average person wouldn't recognize her, but people in media, PR would probably know who the exactly who she is if they saw a picture. But like, who are those people? Like the actual connectors of the people that are doing the things and making the deals that are actually there, that I
Yeah.
guarantee you are a million times more valuable and worth meeting. I hate saying that. I hate saying worth meeting than the celebrity, but it's just that whole like,
Something's actually
who
going
are
to
those
happen
people?
first. Yeah. Oh, I mean, and the majority of those celebrities, look at Justin Bieber. Like, he was so young when he got his fame. It's like he doesn't make his decisions anymore. Like, he's been told what to do for how long? Maybe now he makes more of his decisions, but he's not like, not many people in that room are the creative entrepreneur. They just
Right.
have a level of status and branding, right? So it's like, you want to go sit with Kris Jenner, yeah, because she makes the decisions, right? But you don't want to necessarily go sit and chat with Kendall and Kylie. So it's like, you're right. It's like, it's strategy versus like social climbing. Like, which side do you kind of want to be on?
Which you make me think, I watched this, I guess you could call it docu-series over the weekend. And it was basically, what is the name of it? It was on Hulu. I don't even know if you get Hulu.
No.
It was basically, which was interesting because it was Shiraz, I forget his last name. We did an interview with him, but it was basically how Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians as a whole built their fame. And
Oh, yes, I know this guy. Yeah.
which he is a freaking phenomenal guy, and like he's so
Yeah.
smart and like everything. But some of the stuff was so interesting to like think back on, like those moves that were made for them to be right. Because like you just said, Kris Jenner, and like when you think back, she was a housewife.
Yeah. She
She
was a,
was
no, she was a flight attendant. I was like, not forget that, flight attendant.
a flight attendant turned housewife. And which also is interesting is what kind of like really put them on the map was their dad, Robert
Yeah.
Kardashian, in the OJ trial, because he
Yeah.
was one of OJ's attorneys. But then to also talk about like in that documentary, they were t or docuseries, whatever, they were talking about like how much Kim wanted to be famous. And what I think is interesting is so many people give her so much shit for that, which I'm like, you look at any person today on TikTok that, like I just said, who you know is like every day having to post content and keep up with it to grow followers. And I'm like, yeah, okay, she's one person who blatantly was like, I'm gonna be
Yeah.
here. I'm gonna call the paparazzi to because that's what you did then. Right.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do when there wasn't social media and it
Yeah.
was Tiger Beat and Teen Beat and those like trashy magazines or, you know, whatever that you had to
Yeah.
get on the front of. And so she basically put in the work, right? Like we said, there is no shortcut to instant fame. Like
And I
you put in the
remember
work.
that guy watching, what is his name? Shiraz?
I
Shiraz.
think it's Shiraz,
Shiraz?
Shiraz.
Shiraz? Shiraz? I remember watching a clip of him being like, she's the hardest worker I know. Like Paris Hilton would be getting her nails done in like some salon, and she would be like, you need to go there right now. Like the paparazzi is there. Like you just need to go get a pedicure or something and start chit-chatting with Paris. And so she just constantly kept being seen with those people and kept elevating her brand and elevating her brand. And then they started monetizing, right? But like, you're just Kim Kardashian until you're Kim Kardashian, until
Right.
other people notice you with the power that you're around, right? I mean, you could even look at, we all know JT, and we look at his business. The more you're around, whether it's Billionaire Fred or whether it's like someone with a level of importance and you take a photograph with them, how much does that elevate and change your brand, right? And like, it's the same thing. This is literally what Kardashians, it's so many people have done it. And I think even with the party, like, I think that that's really what the guy's trying to go after. It's like, I have everything I need. I have all the money. I have all the power. But how do I like get to go on Joe Rogan's podcast? How do I like, you know what I
Right.
mean? Like, what else can I do that like is a challenge that I haven't accomplished yet?
Haven't done
And
yet. And
that's it. That's the last challenge.
you have the power when you control the guest list to the
Yeah.
event of the season that everyone wants to be at, because you know now everyone is going to invite you to whatever their thing is because they want to try to get to that thing. Right. And so it's like
He's
that.
created his own social climbing ecosystem.
The other thing I thought was interesting in the documentary that I watched was they interviewed Heidi and Spencer from The Hills, right? Which at one point it was like The Hills was huge MTV reality TV show. But at one point, Heidi and Spencer were way more famous than Kim Kardashian, which is like in my mind, I can't even
I know.
fathom that. Like, I
I
can't
know.
even fathom a world where Heidi and Spencer, where Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt were more famous and well known than Kim Kardashian. Like, that is crazy to me now thinking about it. And they basically said, like, Kim just did it better than we did. They basically said, like, she was just smarter about it and did it better because they had that, like, level. And then basically like dropped off because that show stopped and then they didn't get like the next thing and weren't able to like stay on top. And they were actually, it was interesting because they were actually talking about a sh fashion show where Heidi was actually walking in the show as like a celebrity get like obviously she's not like a 5'10" model. She was walking and Spencer actually found the videotape of Kim coming up and like saying hi to her backstage because they had like met once before on like another red carpet or whatever. But th then they were saying how she worked that room and literally went around. Everyone was saying hi to everyone. Like, and he said she had this amazing ability to like remember people's name, what they did, where they met. And he was like, she didn't really drink or party a lot, which I think is kind of holds true still, like till today. I think at one point she probably did as like a teenager or whatever. But then when she kind of consciously was like, this is what I want to do, he was like, so she was always like on and she could always be on because she was never not like aware or super hungover or just like out of it. And he was like, she had this ability to just like work the room, remember everyone, know everything, remember their names. And he was like, I've never seen someone work a room like she could work a room.
Doesn't surprise me.
And
It
I
doesn't
was like,
surprise me.
I hate talking to people. And that's one of my problems.
Is true though, like even just the longevity of their brand, like to then think that like Heidi and Spencer were a bigger brand than them, and like they were on every magazine. It was just them every week they had the cover, they had the cover, they
Well, and
had the
that's what
cover.
they were talking about. It was actually Obama had won the presidency, was going to be in the White House, and People magazine interviewed Obama, leaves the interview or whatever. And I guess they asked, like, oh, is this going to be on the cover? And they were like, actually, Heidi's latest boob job is going to be on the cover because that will sell more magazines. And they actually interviewed like the editor-in-chief of like People magazine or whatever. And he goes, I remember saying, like, it's the new president slash first African American president versus Heidi's boob job, but Heidi's boob job will sell more magazines.
It's so crazy.
And so to think like that was literally an it person at a time. And now, like, you don't really hear anyone talk about it. And like, I think that's also a reminder in like any business, any brand, anything, how quickly you can climb to the top, right?
How
But
fast you can fall.
you don't just, it's not like, oh, I got to the top of the mountain. Let me just take it all in and like enjoy this and love this because there's a million other people also trying to climb to the top. And the second somebody gets there, they're gonna knock you off unless you're at the top of that mountain ready to defend your spot.
And I mean, I think the common denominator in all of them is having a show. I think that the shows are what put them on the map. It builds like a culture, not a culture, like a community definitely within like the fans, and then they're just like hooked on their whole life. So it doesn't matter what they do after, it's just like, I want to know, I
And
want to know, I want to know.
I will say, because I have watched, and I am not embarrassed to admit this, I've watched every episode of every Kardashians since
Same.
day one.
Same.
What I will say, have you been watching the current season of Kardashians?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a statement that people may or may not agree with here. A couple statements, actually, because I have thoughts and opinions. One is Kim and Khloé give everything to that show. And I mean everything. You have Khloé, who has opened up about all the bullshit with Tristan, who's constantly getting dragged for what Tristan does or does not do. And it's like, yeah, she's going to be seen with him. That's the father of her children, whether we like it or we don't like it. That's her baby daddy. And they're going to be seen together because they have children together. Kim has gone through marriages, divorces, plural,
Engagements.
plural, because there's a couple of them, relationships, things that didn't pan out, drama, sex tapes, resurfacing of sex tapes. Like, she has literally put it all out there. And this season, when I see Courtney, who I am starting to have an issue with, because I look at the whole family, and like I said, Khloé and Kim, I think, genuinely work hard. And obviously, I know Chris is like trying to like
Working her ass
keep it
off.
all together, right? And they say the devil works hard, but Chris works harder. And I agree to an extent, because she has literally made, I shouldn't say made, she has helped all of her children make very sustainable careers for themselves out of nothing. You know what I
Nothing.
mean? Like, essentially. And I look at the rest of the family and I'm like, Kim freaking crawled, then walked, then ran. So you can have whatever it is you have right now. Whatever your thing is. Like, none of, like, people can say whatever they want. If Kim hadn't have put in the work, whether she planned or didn't plan the sex tape, quite frankly, I think either way, it doesn't matter, because
Still built your life.
it still built what's there. So whether she planned it, whether she didn't plan it, whether they wanted to get out, didn't want it to get out, whatever, it still got out, and she still handled it in the way that she did and was able to turn it around. And did they were showing some of the earlier, like a brand, like she endorsed a Charmin pop-up porta potty station in New York City. Like, she just said yes to everything, right? And like built that brand awareness, because the more you get out there, the more people are going to see you, the more, like, it's just all like perpetuates everything. So when we fast forward to the now season, and you see Courtney be pissed at Kim because Kim is basically putting together the Dolce and Gabbana, was it spring
It was
collection?
this show, yeah.
The
Yeah,
show
he was.
of like pulling stuff out of the archive. I look at Courtney and I'm sorry, I'm like, you ungrateful little bee, because the only reason you even had a wedding to, I don't, I maybe she would have met Travis Barker on her own, I don't know,
No, they
but
lived on the same street. So how do you live on the same street? Because you can
and
afford a house off that street.
allegedly, remember there was all the rumors of Travis and Kim, because Travis thought Kim was attractive when she was Paris's assistant, right? So like, you may or may not have even met your husband because of Kim. So maybe we'll say you would have met him, but do you really think you would have had a Dolce and Gabbana basically sponsored wedding if it hadn't been for your sister? And then your sister takes an amazing business opportunity, and you're gonna be a pissy little bitch about it? Are you kidding me? Like,
No,
are
I
you
know.
kidding me?
I saw, I don't know if you saw it, but Bethany Frankel's response to it all, and she's like, I'm on side Kim and blah, 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 blah. And she like broke it down really well, and she's like, the one who sacrifices is the one who can make the decision at the end of the day. And if you watch the season. If you don't, we'll just give you cliff notes. But it's going back and forth of where like this issue is like brewing, right? And so even if you had feelings about it because it was your wedding and what out of you know that you clearly have forgotten where you come from, but besides the point, you should not be sitting in a position of, well, I don't know how she's going to handle it, and I don't want to reach out to her because she should be reaching. Like, that's where I have a problem. That's where it's like, even if you were still upset because it was your wedding, you sit her down, you tell her, and you move the fuck on, because you don't have any of it without her and her work. And Courtney is never filming. Like,
Courtney has
she still takes her
repeatedly
check.
throughout the seasons been like, we're not filming this. I don't want to be a part of this. And she has
Yeah.
routinely not given up huge pieces of her life to be on the show. And then I also have an issue with Kylie and Kendall. The shit going on in their lives and they're trying to drive stick shift in an empty parking lot. You got your Devin Booker drama. You got Bad Bunny, maybe not Bad Bunny, who knows? You got baby drama, baby daddy drama over here with who's her baby daddy? Tyga, is it Tyga?
Tyga.
Right. You got baby daddy drama with Tyga and Tyga, the other
And
baby
this is what you're
mama.
giving us? You're
And you're
giving us a
giving us
stick shift?
driving stick shift. And
How
I'm
dare
like,
you
and then you
insult
got
us?
Chloe wide open about Tristan. Like, I just.
Yeah, verge of mental breakdown. Like, that was actually probably one of the rawest seasons. Like, she literally shows everything. You can see it in her face. Like, soul left
And
body for a little
you
bit.
have Kim literally dealing with nervous
Kanye.
breakdown Kanye. And for the longest time, I was like a Kanye stan. Like, I was like, I love that man. He is psychopath, but I still love him. He has taken it a bit too far, so I have to reel it in. I do feel like he is a psycho, like he has a mental, I genuinely do think he has some mental shit going on in his head and he just needs like he needs help. There's more than one Kanye going on in this head of his,
In
which
the
I
head.
do think sometimes the most creative people are like that. He needs help though. But she is dealing with like all of that, filming a show. And then when she was talking about like the kids get in the car and they're like, we want to play dad's song. And I'm like, yeah, we're, and I'm just like, you are like, I want to petition for the Kim and Coco show.
Yes.
And I just want Kim and Chloe. I don't need anybody else. It can just be Kim and Chloe. And they
I
can be
know.
talking about their drama with other family members. And maybe other family members make a guest appearance. But I am all for Kim and Chloe. And they try to go to Vegas to see Usher and it doesn't work out. And they end up at In-N-Out Burger. Like, I am all for that show. And that is the show I want to petition for because I am done with the rest of the Kardashians coattailing off these
And
two.
they
Pouring
still
their
take the
souls.
paycheck. Like, they still take their paycheck. So you're sitting there arguing and complaining about something, and then you're arguing about you don't want to film, but you still cash your check.
I would love to know. I would love to know because I think it is one of the biggest things in just business in general, how they are all paid. I would love to
Yeah.
know like what that deal is for the show. How that money is allocated and how it's decided. Like, now that they're on
Well,
Hulu.
now with the new show, because the old show, I would assume it was probably pretty locked. Like, whatever the contract was locked. But then with Hulu, I guarantee they made changes.
I'm sure they did. And what in my mind, it's like, because you know, Chris manages them all, right? So it's
Yeah.
like, is it, was it like a negotiation of like, to use even numbers, like we get, which I'm sure they get more. I don't know. We get 1 million an episode. So we divide it equally amongst
Yeah.
everyone. Is it like we get 1 million an episode, but you know, Kim and Chloe were on more. So they get this. Is it like Kim is carrying the show? So she gets this much out of it. Kendall, sometimes we're not even sure if you're part of the family anymore. So you only get this much. Like, what is that like archetype? Because
Yeah.
that's what I would love to find out. Because I think in business, everyone likes to count everybody's money. And
Yeah.
people sometimes forget. I mean, we're dealing with it where we're having issues where people are like, oh, it's JT, it's JT, JT's making all this money. And I sit there and I'm like, one, you agreed to the deal, which you didn't have to. You didn't have to agree to the deal. You didn't have to take those turns. You could have gone somewhere else. You could have walked that deal to whoever you wanted to. You agreed to those terms. So if you didn't like the terms, why are you complaining about it now? Number one. Number two, it's not JT. JT negotiated on behalf of whoever he brought in the deal with him. So when you're just
Yeah.
like JT, 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 it might be JT and Katie and Francie. It might be JT and Bob and Joe and Sam and Steve. It might be JT and 10,000 other people, or it might just be JT. But usually JT's bringing other people into the deal, and it's like the people that are bitching about it and want to count everybody's money. But that's what I would love to know, because quite frankly, if Kim is not the highest paid on the show, there's a problem. If Chloe is
Yeah.
not the second highest paid on the show, that's a problem. And quite frankly,
They,
Chris should probably be third, but Scott should
yeah,
be making more money than freaking
yes,
Kylie, Kendall, or
Courtney.
Courtney. I
They should
think
do it by,
Scott.
like, honestly, by, like, I showed the Scott Chloe Kim show, living for it,
That,
living for it.
listen, Scott, Chloe, Kim, call us. We
We
don't
think
know
we've got
anyone
this.
at Hulu, but we will start a petition
Yep.
because that show would, and like they could still bring all their friends and like, but it, really, if you cut out the
It should
scenes.
almost be like minutes aired. Like it should then come down to that. Well, these minutes we actually filmed you, and we only got 3 minutes to
But
show
then you know what
everyone
I could
else.
see? I could see Courtney being like, but Kim's talking about me. So that counts as minutes
Yeah.
because she's talking about me. And if it wasn't for me and my drama, oh, I just like,
I've never liked her. I've never liked Courtney. Chloe's
I
always been my
purposely,
favorite. But
Hulu keeps trying to automatically play me the like Courtney and Scott, or not Scott, sorry, Courtney and Travis wedding special, whatever. Like,
yeah.
because when an episode ends, it'll start to play that. And I'm like, X, no, refuse to give the watch credit to Courtney. Refuse. Maybe controversial. And I'm sure there's other people that are like, but they're all part of it and it adds to the story. And like, I get it. But I just think, like, if you're going to be on reality TV and you're giving, and then you have
It's just
somebody else
then
that's
you're
not giving.
ungrateful. You're
And I think
ungrateful.
it's different. It's different than when, like, on, I think it's a little bit different than when I'm gonna go to Vanderpump because we talk about that one a lot.
Yeah.
It's different to me than when, like, on Vanderpump, Lala won't discuss certain things because she's like, I'm in a legal situation where I
Yeah.
cannot, right? Where
Yeah.
she's
And a
dealing,
child's involved, and yeah.
and I understand that because it's not an argument between and drama between two castmates. You're dealing with a baby daddy who has got his own lawsuits, shit going on, custody battle. And so you're trying to not be the person to say anything negative, to do anything wrong because you are in television. And like, I can respect that. But outside of those situations, if you're not
Yeah.
giving to a reality TV show, then you don't deserve to be making money to be on reality TV.
Yeah. You can't just pick and choose what you want to show and what you want to share unless it is like something super legal and you're keeping wraps.
And
And to be honest, Lala has such a like no filter about her that the second she can talk about it, believe me, that girl is gonna go. And it's gonna be verbal diarrhea.
I don't, because it's about her daughter's father,
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
true.
that she would.
There might be stuff she does definitely hold
And
back on.
I
But I
look
do
at
still
that.
think she'll say what she can say, and she'll do like the Kim Kardashian of like, I'm still gonna be a good mom and I'm not gonna bash him for these things, but like this
Well,
is what
just
I
like
went through
Chloe with
first.
Tristan,
Yeah.
you know, and
Yeah.
Chloe didn't want to talk about it the whole season, so she
Yeah.
did a episode about, there was one episode that was like, here's the Tristan drama.
Shenanigan.
And so it wasn't like this ongoing thing, right? And like, I respect that, right? I don't need to hear about Tristan in 15 episodes or 10 episodes. That's great. Just give me one thing, tell me the story, dust it off, move on. But I just think it's very interesting. And, you know, I look at that of like, Kim has put in so much work. She deserves to be where she is. And she gets so much hate too that, like,
Well, she
that.
takes the brunt of all of it. Like, I know they all get haters and I know they all get threats and I know they, but she will always get the worst. She gets the most success, which means she gets the most hate. And you are a ripple effect and a byproduct of your sister. No matter what way you look at it, take the sister rivalry out of it, take everything out of it. At the end of the day, you cash checks because your sister busted her ass.
100%.
That's all.
And I think that's that. That is that. What other topics did we have today? Did we have other things we wanted to discuss? Just got really fired up about.
Oh, we could talk about McDonald's wedding, which I think is genius for those of you that eat McDonald's, because
I saw
Francie
this
won at
on.
McDonald's, but.
Saw this on social media today and thought it was genius, where McDonald's is now offering wedding packages. And anyone that has been at a wedding, probably anytime ever, usually you go to a wedding and dinner can happen in a lot of different ways, shapes, or forms. But sometimes it's like seated, plated, sometimes it's buffet style, but usually it's like the first thing that happens at the wedding reception. Then you have drinking, dancing, cake, drinking, dancing, drinking, 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 dancing, drinking. Like there's just a lot of drinking. It's a long time. People are having a good time. And then there's usually some kind of like late night thing where they bring out food, which depending on your wedding venue location, it's like sometimes the venue will have like kind of like fi I'm just gonna call it drunk food. That's what it is. It's drunk. It's drunk kid food because it's usually like chicken fingers, pizza, French fries, like tacos. Like it's not the fancy prime rib, potato au gratin,
Unless you go to
sauté.
a Portuguese wedding, in which case it is all seafood and it's a whole shabam and it's more than the main dinner. But usually it's drunk food.
Americans usually it's drunk slash children food. And I've been seeing lately this trend of people being like Taco Bell, McDonald's, like that's what they did for the drunk late night food, and people love it. And so I saw on social media where McDonald's is now doing wedding packages where you can order, like, kind of fix the sets of like 100 orders of like 6-piece chicken nuggets, 100 cheeseburgers, and 100 fries, or like 200 fries, burgers, chicken nuggets, or like chicken nuggets and burgers, or Big Macs and French, like whatever it is, but kind of order it. Because what I've seen people doing on social media, because I think this is becoming a growing trend, is where they're like having to call the manager locally, figure out how do we execute this order, how do we get it delivered? Like it's a whole thing where McDonald's, I feel like, is kind of like, okay, let's just be smart about this and make it an actual option that people can order part of their wedding and like pick up, deliver, whatever it is, depending on where the place is. And I'm like, that's genius.
Well, and I think it's also, I think what triggered it as well was Uber Eats, because McDonald's still pays a percentage to Uber Eats. And it's been like a very big trend here, even, like we did a soccer party for the soccer team. We've done like different like events socially where it's like, okay, now we're ordering 50 cheeseburgers and 50 junior chickens. My sister's Steak and Dough, which was a long time ago, but we ordered a shit ton of double cheeseburgers. And like people are ordering this through Uber Eats, which it's a big order. You're talking about like probably $500,000, depending how big your order is. And then Uber Eats is still taking their 20% or whatever the case may be. So it's logistically an issue for McDonald's, because then think about McDonald's, everything is on a timer. So if suddenly you're going to go raid 200 of their burgers, it's going to take them like 45 minutes to an hour to catch up to their normal amount that's sitting
volume,
in those,
right?
like, yeah, sitting in those
Right.
heaters, right? So you're logistically causing them a problem at, as you called it, drunk food time, which means, okay, well, it's midnight and we already have a full drive-through. So logistically, it's helping McDonald's, but also they're losing a shit ton of money on the table because, I mean, I can testify that this has happened many times with my friends where it's like Uber Eats and suddenly it's a $1,000 McDonald's order and it's either coming to the wedding or it's coming to the wherever and they're giving away a big chunk of change to Uber Eats, SkipDishes,
Whoever,
whatever.
right, who
Yeah.
whatever the other third party provider is, right?
And then
And
logistically, because McDonald's is, it's literally like timer this, timer that, timer this, timer that. It's screwing up their line.
so I thought that was really, really smart. I'm also interested to see if other fast food places start rolling something out. Is this like, because I know they're kind of putting it as the wedding, but I could see other people be like you said. Okay, you're just having a party at your house, and it becomes
Yeah.
the, oh, I can put in an order for, like, I see it being used in more applications than
Yeah.
just for a wedding, right? It could be used for any party, event, whatever, because you see that people would love that. People, I
Well,
mean,
even think of when we were in Vegas, our whole joke of getting married. Like, you can actually get married at Taco
at Taco
Bell.
Bell,
So
which
it's like,
allegedly, you have to reserve it. You can't just show up at Taco Bell and be like, I'm here for the wedding, which
this is why she didn't marry me. Got it. We didn't reserve it.
we didn't pre-reserve the Taco Bell wedding venue.
But yeah, it is a whole like other business plan they could do because it's something that would go viral and people who really don't care about like their wedding and having a huge hurrah, like it's something funny you could do with your friends. Like if you're gonna go get married at City Hall anyways and you're not doing a big wedding, why
Listen,
don't you go have a funny wedding at Taco Bell?
if you're going to get married in Vegas, at that point, you're almost going for the like crazy factor. Like if
Exactly.
like and I do know that people actually plan legitimate, beautiful weddings. And I'm not saying a Taco Bell wedding couldn't be beautiful, but it's kind of like if you're going to Vegas to get married, you almost would be going for the like,
Yeah.
how ridiculous can this be? Of a
Yeah.
wedding type thing. So that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it's super smart. I think I'll be interested to see if others like follow suit and like if you see it rolling out in more places, people talk. I mean, because if you also look at, and I know we had kind of had this at a topic and never covered it, but like these fast food restaurants like McDonald's getting more and more into automation. And,
Yeah.
you know, having locations that are fully automated, 100% like robotic. And so, you know, one, you look at them testing and implementing things like that, which are going to, in theory, increase their margin by a
Yeah.
lot if everything is run by tech and not people, barring what is your cost to fix the tech when it breaks down and what is your loss when there is a
Yeah.
breakdown, right? Which we just don't know yet. But you're increasing your profitability, you're increasing your margin by putting in more automation. And then you're increasing on the other side, product servicing, bundling of things to give options to increase revenue. So you're increasing revenue and trying to increase margin at the same time. And like, those are just the things that everyone in business should be working on. How do I increase my profit
Yeah.
margin? And how do I make more money? Because if you can do
Yeah.
both of those things, that's a win at the end of the
And I
day.
mean, it was always a matter of time. Like even like the dominoes, like you know what I mean? You're seeing it in like every I was actually in Hamilton not that long ago for a that was for the Shania Twain concert. And we were like walking down the street, we were just trying to like get some food quick before the concert. And there was this apartment building. And then, like at the bottom, like we thought it was just like a regular like Swiss Chalet, like we could just get like an appetizer and leave. And I walked in there, and it was actually like all automated. It was at the bottom of this apartment building, and it had like five or six restaurants all tapped in at one. You'd order, or you already had a pre-order, and it was all being like automatically cooked in the back and then put in these shelves. And like, I know it might be a real thing in Canada. This is not a real thing yet, other than this one that I've seen. So I'm like, I didn't even know we had these things. But like, what a smart thing to add on. You're on a main street, plus you have the entire apartment building above you. Like, it's the way the world was always going to go. And people can get mad about jobs and this and that, but you can't stop progression. Like, there'll be different things for different people and different jobs that'll come up from it. But I think I also saw one where it was like this, there was one touch screen and one teller. So there's still one teller, and it's at those so for us it's like the service stops on the highway. And I was like, that's the smarter approach to this. Like you need to slowly
Yeah,
integrate full automation.
I'm not the biggest fast food person, as you know, and that's majority out of just I don't eat gluten and I don't eat dairy, so it's just there's not a lot of options, right? Prior to that lifestyle, like I did eat more fast food 100%, but I will say coming back from Ibiza, which would have been summer of 2019, is the last time I went. I remember in the airport in Barcelona going to the Burger King, and in the airport, their system, and this is again summer of 2019. So I know this has definitely been adapted way more places, but the ordering, you ordered everything touchscreen, like there was different things to order. And then basically, like a person called with make, they were in the back making and like calling out the number, right? But then there was a teller if you were paying in cash, right? Because like the machine couldn't take cash. So, and the line for the cash was like insane.
Insane.
And I think that person probably could also take card, but it was more of that, like, I don't understand what's going on over here. But for me, I'm like, oh, I want a large Diet Coke and a large fry. That's really easy to click buttons. But I was just clicking around, and you could, whatever burger, whatever thing you wanted, know this extra that, you know, like add, subtract all those things that you wanted. And again, that was summer of 2019. We're now summer of 2023. So clearly, it's that's the way things are going. And you're right, there's more places that are getting into the like multiple food styles all in one place where the kitchens are kind of integrated. And it just one, again, it's increasing margin and it's increasing revenue because that space, right? And I've been to Swiss Chalet. I know what Swiss Chalet is all about because
The
it's
best.
one of our favorites in Canada. And I think of like locations I've been to, which the whole thing probably would have been a Swiss Chalet. But the way that they're able to kind of automate and systemize things, they can have multiple options, which probably brings in more revenue because you have different styles. So you have somebody that might eat there now or order from there more times than if it was just one thing, because they're like, okay, well, I'm not going to order that 3 days in a row. But if I have different options, I may then give them money 3 days in a row because there's different types of things I can get there.
And I also love it because then you can be like, well, I want those fries, but I want that salad and I want that side. And that, like, you can mix and match with all like your favorites. Like, genius.
Years ago, when I lived in Philadelphia, so this had to be 2009, 10, 2010, around 2010. Okay, so we're going back 13 years ago. There was a delivery service, and I've yet to really see this replicated, but there was a delivery service in Philadelphia. It was on a website. This was not an app. It was on a website. And I lived in Old City. So I was like in Philadelphia, not like out, like in the city of Philadelphia. So if you were within a certain area, you could order delivery from multiple places in one order. And the delivery driver would deliver you from three different restaurants.
I
And
would eat
that
there every
was
day.
13 years ago. And I, to this day, I'm like, why can't Uber Eats do that? Why can't, like, why this? And I would love to know, and I can't even think of the name of it, if that company is still in business, because they got all my money. Because
No.
when you order food and you're like, I can't decide, well, you didn't have to, because you could get all your favorite things from all the, and then they would deliver it all to you. Like, it wasn't delivered by multiple drivers. One driver would deliver you all of your food in one order. And I was like, that is the move. And now with like automation, all these different delivery, I'm like, how can they not do that?
Well, especially when like on Uber Eats, if you don't pay for priority, you're like second in line for or like they're already picking up other people's orders. So why don't just charge me an extra $2 to like go to another place or whatever you got to do?
Like, why
And
can't they
then
figure it
like
out?
I don't know, but it's very annoying.
Because I'm like,
Because then I'm
that's the
like, oh, I'm
move.
tracking three orders. And then it's like, if you're at a hotel, it's like, go up, go back down, go up, go back down.
It's like that was the move. And I have not seen anywhere else, any other service able to replicate that. And I will never understand why, because they were doing it 13 years ago off of a website in Philadelphia. And I'll never, because that's like you said, you go to that one place and you can order, I want this from this menu. So now, like, that's the next, now delivery from that place, you could get all
Yeah.
those things, I'm sure. But that's the next thing that, like, these services have to figure out is how do we collectively get all of that in one? The technology's there. I just don't know
Yeah.
why they're not utilizing it.
Yeah.
And it's smart for
There is
a
one
delivery
chain.
service
There's one
because.
chain in Canada that owns like majority of the restaurants. Because I know like certain you go through like certain Specialty drive-throughs, and Specialty and Harvey's are the same owner. And then so is Montana's, and so is there's a few other like chains in there. And so it's like someone who is collectively purchasing all of these chains needs to then create automated delivery for all of it, or like kitchens and things like that, which clearly they're doing here. I just lived under a rock and didn't know, but it was
It will
mind-blowing.
get there. It will get there.
It's
It will
good.
get there. All right. I'm gonna give a power tip of the week, and my power tip of the week
I like that one.
is gonna be short and sweet and to the point, but kind of off of something I put on social media not that long ago. If you are doing something shady, people are gonna find out. So don't think you are smarter than US, and not smarter than nobody.
Me smarter.
You are not smarter than anyone. They're going to find it out. They're not dumb. They're not going to not figure it out. So if you are doing some shady shit, if you are doing some stuff you don't want people to know about, you best believe they probably already know. And I
To
just
the
want.
dumb chain.
I just, that is kind of my tip. I want people to remember that. Like, things that you do, people are gonna figure it out. It's all gonna come out in the wash. So don't do shit you don't want people to know about, because people will know about it. People are going to figure it out. So you can't operate that way. You can't move that way. You got to do things that people are like, oh, okay. I get it. I'm like, I many, many years ago, I had someone that say, if you wouldn't want things aired out on the 6 o'clock news, don't do them. And I think that's just a really smart way to think about it. If you wouldn't want that business deal or someone you're doing business with or a way you're doing something to be aired on the 6 o'clock news, don't do it that way, because it is going to be found out.
Especially with Francie. She's like an FBI
And
agent,
if you happen to be
and she has
listening to
Carla.
this, and you think I'm talking about you, I probably am, and I have
She
figured it
is
out.
the dumb ching.
That is
My
all.
power tip of the week, and it's going to make no sense to many of you, but it's trust Tiago. When in
Trust
doubt,
Tiago.
trust Tiago.
You ever meet someone named Tiago, just trust them.
Just
For some
trust them.
reason, it always works out. It is very
There's probably a
questionable.
lesson in there. There's probably a lesson in there of, in no matter the business you're in, or no matter, you just got to have one person you can all trust. So trust
No,
Tiago.
the I'll tell you what the lesson is. And that makes sense to some people, but I will tell you what the lesson is. You've got to trust your gut, because sometimes you just meet people, you just know people, you come across people, and you're like, you just know. And then we start to second guess, question, I don't know, that doesn't seem. But it's like when your gut is just like, go with it, go with it. And when it tells you to trust Tiago, you just trust Tiago.
Always,
Always.
always trust
New merch
Tiago.
coming soon. Trust Tiago. All right, everyone, don't forget to share, like, leave us comments, leave us a 5-star review. And as always, if you don't want to leave us a 5-star review, you can send it to Daryl and go ahead and message Katie and I. Let us know things you want us to talk about. You can find me at Francie BB and Katie at Katie K
At
Official. and let us know what you think and leave us the topics. Or if you want, you can start an argument with me because I will argue
She's in a
back.
mood. She's in a
I am in
mood.
a mood. All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.